You earn a living. You probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuel to and fro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
This is the Realest Business Show on the radio. On Balogun and Broad, we talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. Have you held the new Naira notes? We're continuing our coverage of the Naira redesign and note swap because in 9 days, the old notes will stop being legal tender for transactions. So 200, 500, 1,000 Naira notes, they'll stop being legal tender for transactions. Now, you'll still be able to deposit them at the CBN to return them. You heard me say that during the headline news. The only place that you can return the old notes after February 10 is any CBN branch. That's where you'll be able to return them. The branch, the CBN branch, not your bank. Oh, you can't go to any random or normal bank. You have to go to CBN bank, CBN branch. CBN branch will take it off your hands and then credit your account. It's a big change from what the policy was before this week. Remember, because remember, they told us that on deadline day, our old notes will become ordinary paper. But something has changed. Now, you can take it back to the CBN branch closest to you, and they'll credit your account. And that brings us to today's business hard fact. CBN Governor Godwin Emefiele has honored the latest summons of the House of Reps after ignoring the previous four. Emefiele finally appeared in the Green Chamber and announced this change. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the policy is affecting business, especially small business. I want you to tell me about your trips to the market or to roadside sellers or to try and climb Okada or to try and enter bus. Are they still accepting old notes? Are they accepting the new ones? Can they do cashless? Because my guest on the glass ceiling was telling me that even Okada Sef, it's either you have new notes or you do transfer for them when you want to enter Okada. Is that the experience with you? Have you experienced this? Let's start there. Then we'll now talk about Emefiele going to the House of Reps. Have you seen the new Naira notes? Do you believe there are enough new notes in circulation to enable businesses that deal only in cash to keep operating efficiently after February 10th? Have you seen the new Naira notes? How are market people managing? How are roadside sellers managing? Vulcanizers, hawkers, these hawkers that sell in traffic, how are they doing? How are you doing if you're a hawker who sells in traffic? If you're a vulcanizer, how are you doing? If you're a roadside seller, how are you doing? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's Chinewa calling back.
Welcome, Chinewa.
Yeah. Sandra, have it happened to you before? You say, oh, I can't think straight. In fact, I have been thinking straight before now, but now I can't think straight.
Okay.
Yes. I went to the bank on Sunday because of this Tuesday deadline.
Okay.
I was even arranging my money. Okay. I couldn't even go home. I was arranging my money there.
Okay.
And deposited it. Only to collect, they say they don't have any cash with them.
Okay.
Even the ATM, the Access Bank, they don't have. Then today, hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Today, the ATM near our street, most of the ATM, you go there, say they will tell you that there's no service that there with us. There's no service. In fact, I was like, what is happening? What is happening? I've been hearing about end time. Is it going to end in my own age? I'm telling you. And another one is all this all this, that's one politician. I've already reported it in this thing, Shuku Dezugu, in committee report. Came to our street. It was here. All this, if you see this money, old Naira. Very, very old, as if they kept it for a long period of time. People were lining up collecting 1,500. If I have my phone, I would have taken the picture of it. So let me just do it. Around 9:30 p.m. in the night, that's when the man came and was lying. Everybody was on the line, collecting the money. Old money, it's not even new money. I was like, well, if this is what this man have in mind to stop these politicians, it's good. But most of these politicians are not going to bank. That's the problem. Most of them, they will be at, in their house. They will see their own money. And we are suffering. And second thing, hello?
I'm here.
Another one is that, you know, before Nigeria, we're owing a lot of debt. Our national debt is too much. I was, when I say I'm not thinking, I don't think straight anymore. I was thinking, is it not I started to collect all our money and settle our national debt?
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking again, though. I don't know.
No, that's not what's happening here. But thank you for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
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 Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
This is Inye.
Welcome, Inye.
Okay. Yeah, left to me, I would have even prepared that you never extend this whole money, whatever. Because we Nigerians, we love extension a lot. That is how they extended NIN lots of times, and it is still there. Understand, because extending it spoils the essence of the whole plan that they have for the whole cashless policy and everything. Money is circulating gradually, but people are still holding it. People are using it for business right now. You understand? By the end of the day, I will still get there, hopefully.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Although I get to see money all the time because I am an Uber driver, so money comes my way.
Okay.
So
you're seeing a lot of the new cash?
Yeah, I actually saw lots of them on Saturday and Sunday because as of then, we were thinking they will not extend it.
Right.
So we stopped collecting old cash.
Right, right.
So the new cash came as of last week, but from this week, the old cash will be receiving. But hopefully by Monday, I'll stop receiving the old cash and everybody insists on new cash or transfer.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Bulls Driver. 99.3. Hello.
President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Good afternoon. No, this is your senior special advisor.
Okay. Welcome.
Sandra. When you hear somebody say, I see me.
Okay.
You know, I just had Diogo.
Yes.
I started from a GT bank at Joseph. After 2 hours, sorry, money don't finish. I go to the one at Sanusi Fafunwa. I trek, they say money don't finish. I go to Adiola Odeku. From Sanusi Fafunwa, I trek to Adiola Odeku. After 2-3 hours, money don't finish. Then I put it for Hulu Olu. Reaching Hulu Road, I say yes. Now here I go do gossip. From that 3 o'clock till after 5, security say, don't wait, we're expecting money, but we don't know when they will bring it. So we can't ask you to go. I leave. Then today, 10 morning, I started. Sandra, I just on my way going back now. I've gotten 20,000 naira.
Hey.
Hello, President Sandra.
I'm here. I'm listening, Your connection is bad. Call us back, okay? 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Victor, welcome.
Yeah. For me, I like this thing where you happen about this new Naira note.
Okay.
Woman for 50-something years, make them go and remove the old note where them be keep for under their bed. Paying that one. Papa for 60-something years. Where they be collect a kokoro years back if they want to do election. Mama, where should be collect 5,000, 10,000, collect akara, collect this thing, canopy, a tie, yellow color with pink color. Make them use that one. So till this new load come out, So make person no, make anybody no cry anything. So make you face the thing where she be for ground. So make them go and use that one. That one is okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Now, Emefiele went to the House of Reps, like I said earlier on, and we got at least one major policy revelation from that meeting, from that session. Emefiele told the reps that even after the deadline, CBN will still accept the old notes. Like I said, that's a big shift from Emefiele's earlier position. Because remember that they first told us that after the deadline, our old notes will turn to paper. Even the banks wouldn't accept them anymore. And on this show, we kept saying over and over that this was not best practice. I gave you the example of the US. Banks must accept all old dollar bills. So it's interesting to see the CBN change its mind, Abby, and adopt global standards, Abby. You see why it's important to ask questions. You see why it's important to raise objections. When we're doing it, some listeners were angry. Oh, you Nigerians are always complaining. But see, it's your job to complain about policies. So let me tell you. It's government's job to hear your complaints about policies. They're not doing you a favor. They work for you. So if you don't like what they're doing, it's okay to ask questions and complain. It's now their job to explain. If you like the explanation, you say, okay, oh yeah, carry on. If you don't like the explanation, you say, bam, 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 stop it. And if enough citizens say, stop it, government must listen. Unless, of course, they want to be voted out. But back to this Naira redesign. Has the CBN stopped crooked politicians or helped them? Has the CBN stopped crooked politicians or helped them? I ask that question because Lagos, CBN supporters will say, we need this policy so that we can stop crooked politicians from vote buying. And so my question is, now that anybody can deposit their old notes anytime after the deadline, doesn't that mean that the old notes can still be used for vote buying? Because now if I want to buy Sheriff's vote and all I have are old notes, he can take the old notes, take them to the CBN after election. So doesn't this mean that this policy isn't really stopping vote buying? And in that case, why have a deadline at all? Why have a deadline that is so close? Do you believe there are enough new notes in circulation to enable cash businesses keep operating efficiently after February 10th? Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, Sandra, I greet you.
I greet you too. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Baba G.
Welcome, Baba G.
Yeah, Sandra, the question you ask is neither here nor there.
Okay.
Like what Nifili said, I think you fight not just any bank you will walk into. You have to look for any
CBN
offices in Nigeria. How many of us can locate CBN? I think they have about two. On Marina. I don't think if they want to buy you, they give you 5,000 naira, and at the end of the day you collected the old note. The next day you will now take vehicle go into Marina to go and change them. And there must be a condition, if you ask me. If you get that, I don't know, I'm just saying, you present your tax receipts. How many of us are paying taxes in Nigeria? So I think what the CBN has done, I'm not in fully support because I'm receiving report from the village. I think here we are even you know, doing well here. If you go to the villages, I can tell you, most of them is just like a total lockdown.
Mm.
10,000 naira, they will collect 3,000 from them.
Oh.
Like this morning, I'm telling you the truth. I just received call this morning.
Mm.
10,000, they collect 3,000 from them in Delta State.
Mm.
And this morning, I collected 5,500. Yesterday morning, I was lucky. I collected 12,300 naira.
Mm.
And the way I'm looking at it, not that I'm in support of this government, if you ask me,
mm-hmm.
but they want to mop up the old naira note. That is what they are trying to do. And people will receive salary today, tomorrow.
Mm.
And this week, just mark it somewhere, you will see some new naira note in circulation more than before.
Okay.
Because after receiving the salary, they will transfer it to your account. And they will now try loading the ATM gradually.
Mm.
So let me clarify, I'm not in support of this government, but they must start from somewhere. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Baba G, for calling 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Good evening.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name?
I'm fine. Hi, Sanjay. My name is Shade.
Hi, Shade with the PVC.
Yes, I'm so excited. Anyway, so one of the questions you asked, I believe there should be a deadline. Otherwise, the old notes would just be going on in circulation, right?
Okay.
So the deadline for the lack of use of the old notes as legal tender, I agree with.
Okay.
And it's such a big difference between being able to deposit money in any bank versus depositing at CBN.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that would definitely curb both sides. If he had left it as you can deposit your money at any bank, of course, then everybody would collect it because I just walked down the road and, deposited money.
Mm.
But now you have to go look for that CBN.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you collect, as the last caller said, you collect 5K. You're not going to waste your 5K going to, look for a CBN branch.
Right.
So I do believe, it will still do what it's supposed to do, curb.
Vote buying
and stuff. Hopefully, I think it would really do. So, let's put it this way.
Okay.
The little people that want to buy their vote, it's not going to be worth it to them. Mm. But vote buying is a cross board for the elite people and stuff. So those ones where their money, where they'll be giving them massive money ahead, those ones can go to CBN.
Right.
So, but for the common, it will reduce it.
Okay.
And also, ATM. All I can say is, I only went to one. Because I went to the other orange one. I shan't name their name, but they know themselves.
Okay.
And as they are trying to enter, I just said, madam, it's not working. There's no.
At least they're honest with you.
Yes, I know. I've concluded. If you don't see any queue, don't be happy. That means they don't have. And the way you see queue, that is where there's money. But as I said, my other bank, they only allow you, announced them yesterday. When you announced, I know those people, they're my people. It's only their card members they're allowing. So I just go to JJ and I get money from the ATM.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling, Shade. It's interesting that Baba G and Shade called and they share this opinion because politicians are taking advantage of this policy. They are taking advantage of the scarcity of the new notes. I'm going to show you a video of a politician who is one of those that I'm referring to. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you that video. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. So this particular politician, an APC politician in Kano, you can see him in a crowd of people. He's taking their old notes. He's giving them new ones. And he tweeted, quote, "I organize cash swap program in my community in the name of our candidate Bola Tinubu, where they bring the old notes and get new notes free of charge without going through the bank stress. They were all happy and prepared to vote Bola Tinubu come February." End quote. That's what he tweeted. Let's unpack that, Lagos. Let's unpack it. This random politician has access to the new notes when many banks don't. You've called me, you've said, you know the ATM, you know they're here, 5,000 limit. But my guy has a big bag from where he's bringing money out and exchanging it for people's old notes. How did he get those notes? How did he get those notes in such large quantities that he can distribute them to entire neighborhoods? He even said it's easier to get the notes from him than from the banks. Does this prove that many Nigerians, the point that they made, which is politicians will still get the new notes. Does this prove the point on video that the politicians will get the notes and everyday Nigerians will struggle and suffer? You're watching it live. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's Facebook. YouTube Nigeria Info FM. That's him, surrounded by people sharing money. Then there's another angle, Lagos. Suddenly, every Nigerian, everyday Nigerians are facing a new struggle, the struggle to get Naira notes. Now, politicians are stepping in to help them with that struggle. So now, politicians have one more way to market their votes to the poor. They have one more piece of patronage to give out. So has the CBN unwittingly helped the politicians? By the way, this particular politician who tweeted this is an APC man campaigning for Tinubu and Shettima. And that's why some Nigerians are asking whether the APC-controlled government is making these notes scarce. And if they're giving the notes to their politicians. Because, however, I'm not going to be shocked to see politicians from other parties also having access to new notes. Because at the end of the day, they're big men. But either ways, it raises the question, has this policy actually hurt corrupt politicians or has it helped them? Answer that question for me when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the realest business show on the radio.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on fro was 4,000.
Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
This policy, does it really hurt Nigerians or does it hurt you? Does it hurt corrupt politicians, I meant to say? Does it actually hurt corrupt politicians or has it helped them? Again, have you seen the new Naira notes? Do you believe there are enough new notes in circulation to enable cash businesses to keep operating? Before the break, I brought you the story about a politician in Kano organizing a cash swap program in his community in the name of his political candidate. They bring the notes, get the new notes free of charge without going through the bank stress. We talked about that before the break. So this policy that a lot of Nigerians said, oh, politicians will feel the heat. And some other Nigerians said, politicians will still get the new notes. They will find a way. Are we seeing proof on video that politicians will find a way? 0700-993-993-993. You see, in many other countries, there are no deadlines for old notes. Or if there's a deadline, it's years long. Instead, the old notes are removed slowly from circulation whenever people deposit the old notes at regular banks. Whenever you're told to support a policy, Lagos, and it's a policy that inconveniences you because it supposedly works against corrupt big men, you need to ask yourself a very important question. Do the big men have the means to bypass the policy? Because if they do, it means the only one suffering is you. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts on WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I'm still showing you the video of that politician giving out the new notes for old ones, according to him, free of charge. 99.3, hello.
Sorry, Jerry.
It's okay. Welcome.
Sandra, I said it before. I don't see many people seem to believe me. I said, I was asking you a question. If an ordinary person could hold that such amount and start selling it on the party ground, what do you think of the politicians? You already have them in bulk in their house. If you, as an investor, you have an account with a bank over maybe 500 or even 1 billion, and you tell them that I need 100 million you can note. If you don't send it to me, I'll close my account. What do you think the bank manager will do? So he rush down and give you that money. So the policy does not favor us in any way. In short, they know what. As far as I'm concerned, they are just playing with our intelligence. It's called far. Forget it. The money is with them.
All right. Thanks for calling. 99.3.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hey, Sandra, I don't read.
Waiting red. Waiting happen.
He don't read.
Waiting happen. Waiting happen.
This, and I'm telling you, I think I'm the only one that is against this policy initially, because I say I can't think straight. Yes. Look at it. Godwin has extended the after the deadline.
Hello.
And people that are supposed to collect the money will not collect it. Look at our politicians. We are fighting to stop them from sharing the using it to buy vote. Look at it.
Thanks for calling. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Go.
Okay. Well, he's trying to figure out his traffic situation. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very
My name is Sean.
Sean, welcome.
Okay, great. So, I'm in traffic, and I'm not going to start complaining about how difficult it is to get the notes and everything, because that is basically what everybody is complaining about.
Right.
The truth of the matter is this, and this is just my opinion. We don't have cash on ground now. So even if you have money in your account, it's not going to be easy for you to get cash.
Right.
The young man out on the road who has been looking for at least maybe 2,000 just to eat, now a politician comes to him and says, put your hand on whatever sweeping item that you want to use, or put it on whatever you want to use, or whatever you want to do, and I'm going to give you 5,000 today. Just to do this. The reality of everything of Nigeria today is that poverty has been weaponized, and this is the result. And this is going to happen, whether we like it or not. I can say no, because maybe I'll say I'm blessed a bit, or I'm opportune, or I'm lucky. But the young man on the street, or the young man on the street who has not made 1,000 in a week, I'm sorry. They have to exist. They have to live. And that's the reality of Nigeria until we can cross over from that threshold of extreme poverty. We are still going to be puppets. We are going to be used and abused. Just my opinion. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Sean, for calling us. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very fine. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Valentine.
Welcome, Valentine.
Okay, I just feel that truly the reason for this money changing and everything, some parts of the reasons have been defeated, but not all.
Okay.
Because I feel that all the politicians, from what is on ground right now, will not have the kind of money they wanted, because the money that CBN have brought out is not as much as what they would have wanted.
Yes.
So if someone wanted 10 billion before, he won't be able to get that 10 billion based on what is on ground now.
Yes.
Because some of the rich guys that were opportune to talk to or discuss about this matter have said that they walked into a bank, they used to collect 5 million per day. And bank is telling them, somebody told me that bank is telling him you can only get 100,000 per day. And he said, if you're giving me 100,000 naira per day, can you give me the 600,000 at once? And they said, no, we can only give you 100K per day. You get the point now. So they won't be able to get as they wanted it before.
Are you
so
sure?
At the end of, yes.
Because
so
look, but you heard me tell you this politician in Kano has so much money that people are coming to him to exchange their old notes for new ones.
Exactly. But he won't be all the politician.
Okay.
There are higher animals in them as well.
Okay.
The highest bidder. So if you bid for 10 million, I'm supposed to get 20. Probably I will get 5. So I feel personally that at the end of the day, you know, it will not favor all of them.
Okay.
That's the fact.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. But again, back to the point about being able to go to a CBN branch, any CBN branch, to return the old notes. The big question there to my mind, will this benefit only the big men and women of society? Because there are very few CBN branches in the country. Someone called and said that, I think it was Babaji, I'm not sure. There are very few in the country. It's going to be very inconvenient for most people to go to one. It may even be intimidating, Seth. Now, we go back to this APC politician who was swapping notes for people. Wouldn't this be yet another avenue for men like that to set themselves up as patrons? Because he can walk into the CBN with thousands of old notes, deposit them in a way that many people on the street cannot. Ah, but there's also still, you know, limitations on how much you can pay in. But that one, I think that one you can get around it one way or the other. Because you're not supposed to carry cash more than a certain amount. Otherwise, you'll face what Donyo Kukwe of the Labour Party faced, money laundering charges. Jail term or a fine, you know. So maybe not. They may not be able to carry like plenty money and go to CBN. You have to like share it out into small pieces and give it to maybe different people to go and deposit into their accounts, and later transfers will be made. But again, going to a CBN branch, is that I don't know, is that something that could be intimidating for the average Nigerian? I know that I've brought you so many angles to this conversation today, so feel free to attack it from wherever. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks Sandy. For calling.
Good man, yeah, again. You see, yeah, exactly what I was asserting the other time.
Mm.
That when LFI is saying that this policy will work against Tinubu, it's actually working for him.
Okay.
Because let me ask a question. CBN governor, is he an APC member?
Yes.
Good. Very easy. So if APC politicians want to go and get all the money they want, it's very easy for them. And then the other politicians who are not APC members, they will block their way. So you can see this one chance kind of a thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just a mess.
Okay.
What else?
Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Sandra.
Good to have you
good
on
evening.
The show.
This is Peter.
Peter, welcome.
Thank you. Sandra, it's just that it's unfortunate that I don't know this our leader. Maybe they don't think new, or they don't have people that are thinking for them. Should be the other advisor that is thinking for them now. Because according to what you said, he said that we have changed money in this country before.
Uh-huh.
This is not the first time now.
Uh-huh.
I can even remember that the time that we were spending coins. We changed, there's not any issue like deadline or something like that.
Mm.
I don't know why APC, they are just sovereign everybody. Okay, look, isn't not their time that we are doing PVN? You know how many people that lost their account? We do NIN. Some people lost their line. They are just there to suffer massive.
Mm.
In fact, now for this APC, in fact, APC is nothing but it's just... Sandra, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me go to WhatsApp now. We've got Joshua who says, these politicians are taking advantage of this scarcity of new naira notes for currency swap. All right, Joshua. We've got Uncle Frank from Lekki Gardens who says, I am redesigning the naira notes was to serve some purposes aimed at preventing these politicians. But by returning it to the CBN after the deadline, is good to the economy of the country, but doesn't meet the purpose of redesigning it. I don't think these politicians exchanging the old notes for the new notes is a game plan that will work, because I can even collect the new notes from them and will not vote for them. How will they know? All right. We've got Femi Nikorodu, who says, it's so shameful that due to our indiscipline, we always implement good policies badly. Look, banks will still find a way to make huge money available to politicians on the election day for vote buying. All these big people spraying money at parties. Is it not from our banks, Sandra? Femi, thank you for your message. Simon says, Nigeria is wasting their time. Which manager in Lagos will a politician say, come to my house, take this money. Your own will be 2 million deposits. So this deposit is so amount new for me. Which manager will say no? We've got this message here on WhatsApp from Stanley in Apapa. Stanley says, fuel scarcity, money scarcity, lateness to work. Where are we heading to? Why is lateness to work inside there? Collins from Ikorodu says, this mess created by Emefiele will outlast the February 10 deadline. The reason given by the CBN that it is curbing vote buying is baseless, because the politicians have beaten him to that already. If just socialites are already sweeping party floors with the new notes, how much more politicians? As we speak, the only new notes obtainable from the banks are the 1,000 naira denominations. Where are the 200 and 500 naira denominations? This will destabilize things further. Collins, thank you for your message. It was Kogi, not Kano. Thank you very much for sharing that information with me. Someone drew my attention to it on WhatsApp that I was saying Kano. Yes, it was Kogi. We've got Godson from Ikeja. Godson says, the policy will still be able to curb vote buying by over 60%. Note that you can only deposit your old notes only at a CBN branch. If you go there with bulky sum, you will be prosecuted if you cannot prove it. If you go with so little amount, you could be interrogated for why you're turning up late. I haven't really been a Buhari fan, but this policy of his with CBN is a sucker punch below the belt to political thieves. You can see them already crying wolf about it, claiming to be deliberately targeted. Let's not help political thieves to frustrate this masterstroke by the government. All right. Ambrose says, leave what is written on the body of the boss and enter the bus. God help anyone who hopes to go and change the money in CBN. You will explain yourself, Tyre. And if it is too large, EFCC will help you count the money. As for vote buying, the old note will be like paying for my vote with counterfeit. To be frank, the police will whip stubborn money hoarders into line. The policy will whip stubborn money hoarders into line. All right, Ambrose. Thank you for your message. I like that the responses to this have been very nuanced. You guys have shared really, really nuanced opinions on the subject. We've got Fadeyi Olusegun, who says, go to Victoria Island this morning around 6 a.m. Ademo Alakijo, I went there. I went to Adeola Adeku. I went to Eko Hotel side. None of the ATMs were dispensing new naira notes as scarce. Even my colleagues said banks are giving old notes at the teller point. Kunle says, why can't all banks collect after the deadline instead? The banks can be more easily return the old notes. I think, again, the CBN, you know what? Let me not answer for the CBN. Michael from Wawa says, Zenith Bank has really stressed me today. I'm yet to receive the transfer I made since 9/24 from my GT account to my Zenith account. I'm stranded now at Berger and I'm going to Wawa along Lagos Ibadan Expressway. Oh, my guy. I hope it works out for you. We've got this message here. Sandra, not only Nigeria with a hearsay bank don't broke. I believe the extension was not because of the people, but because CBN governor knows he hasn't been able to provide the new notes. Now, I have to clarify. From the beginning, Emefiele was telling us that these notes will be scarce. He told us from the beginning, which is why we were shouting about, how can you make new notes scarce in an economy that is largely powered by people who are not captured by banks? Remember when we first started talking about this thing, I kept saying it at the time. You can't be saying, oh, the new notes will be scarce and it's on purpose so that more people will be encouraged to go cashless, when already a lot of businesses are dependent, heavily dependent on cash. We run a really serious informal economy. We survive on a very serious informal economy. And when you want to get people to switch from an informal economy that is powered by cash mostly into like a more like a formal one that is banked, you don't do it as quickly as we have done it. So from day one, MFLA was warning that we know we'll see this cash plenty because they want more people to be using transfers, USSD, their cards, so that you can track people's transactions. You see those who are doing money laundering, etc., etc. So the policy is right-headed, but implementation is the problem. Implementation is what we've been shouting about. Well, at least me, I've been shouting about since we heard the announcement. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Oh, God. President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, sorry, Jerry.
Yes, welcome.
You know, for the people saying the thing will not affect the politicians, you know, one of them the other day said it's because of him they decided to take the Naira.
Right.
And it's because of him they see this first cash ceiling rate. So I don't know why people are saying it will not affect him, it will not affect him. It will affect them. I'm telling you, my sister.
Okay.
If not before, you go for sure. There's a house somewhere in Ikoyi there. You go see boys there, gather.
Okay.
But now, they're going to find it difficult. Even MFLA is not in their good book. They are not happy with MFLA. I hear somebody say, MFLA is a PCP man. I've been an HCP. What is that party again? APC. MFLA is APC. They are not happy with him. He contested. He wanted to be president, even go to court. So him himself will try to play some game to affect those who don't want him to partake in the election. Yeah. So, President Sandra, that is what is happening. Okay. Like I always tell people, Konima die, Wayoma bury him.
All right. Thank you for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Okay, my name is Gift.
Gift, welcome.
Yes, sir. I spoke about this in the morning. No, in the afternoon during Joy's show. So, and the other time, I think that was 31st October.
Okay.
When an elderly man told me something, I had to say it on the station. He said, the politicians, the government and the politicians, they will create problem, especially for the election. They will create problem that they can solve. They will create it and then they will start solving it so that we, those that are poor, will now depend on them and see them as gods. So, this money now, the politicians have it, whereas the masses do not have it. And how many politicians have it? The big, the tight ones. And they have their messengers down the line, the other small, small politicians. So they will know how to give it, pass it down to them. So we that do not have or help godfathers or any politician, we will suffer the more. So the more, the poorer the poor ones are getting, the richer the big ones are the politicians. So MFLA, if at the end I get to know that all these things, both Buhari, attack the aircraft or helicopter, whatever, that all of them play, I will not be surprised. Nigeria, anything happen, anything goes.
Okay, thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. I beg, from Friday, no surprise. When somebody want to deposit the money, police them go start arrest people for the old money.
What kind of wild speculation is that, Victor? 99.3, hello? Hello? Are you there? All right. We've got this message here. The hard fact of hard facts, Sandra, is that the banks are loyal to... you don't have proof of that, so I can't repeat that on the show. Sandra, I was seriously laughing at people calling your station that there's dignity in poverty. These people never considered common man, the lodgers, the artisans that feed on their daily earnings. Tell me how they would not beg politicians for money even without being approached. Tunde from Corn City with that message there. We've got 2 minutes, so let me try and take two calls. 99.3, hello. Hello? Okay.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name? Hello? Okay. 99.3. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Hassan.
Welcome.
Thank you. You see, these politicians, or whatever they call themselves.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Account? Give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello?
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. What's your name?
This is Martins calling from Ojo.
Martins, you've got 1 minute.
Yeah. You see, this policy is going to help us so much.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because gone are the days where they used to buy us with their ill-gotten money.
Okay.
But as it stands right now,
mm.
at the Bolowo one,
okay.
At the Oniriwaramo, at the Bolowo one. So it's going to go a long way in reducing vote buying. It's going to go a long way in reducing vote buying. As you can see, the Baba himself, who is a specialist in this vote buying of a thing, is crying foul. And not only him, many of them like that. So by the grace of God, we have escaped them.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk about exports. Are exports something you want to get into? If you do, are your products priced properly for export? Because we want to talk about the role of pricing in export readiness. That conversation will happen after the news at 6, from 6:45. Then after we do that, from 6:15, we'll do the export show. Then from 6:45, we'll bring you to today's step down. On today's step down, we'll continue that conversation from yesterday of a young woman whose fiancé gave money for cooking and her dress for their introduction. And she used the money to go and pay down payment to hire a car because she doesn't like the car that her fiancé wanted to use to come for the introduction. 6:45. Don't miss that conversation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.